For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Happy Halloween, Anthony.
Well, thank you. Gay Christmas, right?
Back at me.
I appreciate that. Happy Halloween.
Well, once again, I would say you flew down to New York, but you tried an alternate mode of transportation.
Oh, and down by train.
How was it?
It's a beautiful ride down the Mohawk River Valley and down the Hudson River Valley. I felt like Dolly Levi on my way down to Manhattan. I went to see Scenes from a Marriage, the final weekend of Scenes from a Marriage, the Ingmar Bergman piece down at the New York Theatre Workshop, because Rosalind Ruff, originally from Buffalo, is in it. People may know that she is one of the go-to August Wilson actresses. She starred in New York in the Piano Lesson, among other plays.
She was in the movie The Help.
She was in the movie The Help. She was on Broadway as Lady Capulet in the recent revival of Romeo and Juliet. But she's a Buffalo gal, and she's never forgotten it. And she was remarkable. It's the story of a couple through many years of their marriage, but the innovation here is it's three scenes separated by many years, but acted by three different couples in three different rooms simultaneously. So the audience moves from room to room to room, and you can hear the other scene happening in the adjacent room while you're watching scene A, B, scene B, scene C.
So where did you jump in? Early, middle, or late?
Late, which was perfect because Rosalind was the middle couple and I saw her last. And then you do an intermission where they take the partitions out and then all six actors on stage simultaneously, which was just wild. I went to dinner with her before, and she noticed, oh, I'm bleeding. And I thought, oh, what happened, Rosalind? And she said, you'll see. And she gets into a bruising fight with the ex-husband in Act Two, and terrifying. It felt like someone should intervene. And I wonder if they might get another chance to do this, because it was so marvelously well-received, and I'm very, very glad that I got down to see it. But because I took all that time by train, mm-hmm, I still have in my future The Crucible and The Children's Hour, which I noted, two plays about what happens when children tell malicious lies to adults. Two great American classics, The Crucible by Arthur Miller and The Children's Hour by Lillian Hellman. Riveting, upsetting dramas in Buffalo this week.
Scary enough for Halloween.
Absolutely. Well, but wonder if they thought of that, doing the Crucible about the Salem witch trials, but serving as camouflage for the Joseph McCarthy witch hunts of the 1950s, this 1953 play.
And we want to give a shout out to a young actor who doesn't carry, but definitely makes the homosexuals work at the alleyway.
Philip Dawkins' play, it's at the alleyway, it's Buffalo United Artists, BUA, and it's Tyler Brown, who he sort of does carry it. He's in every scene. It's the story of friendship over a 10-year period and overlapping relationships, and a very credible young leading man in Tyler Brown with a stable of BUA regulars. A funny and moving play. Philip Dawkins, The Homosexuals. Now, next door to there at the Smith Theater, we have coming in Renee Taylor.
She's 81 years old and knew, well, everybody. She knew Marilyn Monroe. She knew Joan Crawford. She studied with Lee Strasberg, the Stanislavski method.
Which, she doesn't seem like a method actress, did
you?
No. You spoke to her. She's coming in, and it's called My Life on a Diet.
Right.
And she was on the television show The Nanny. She and her husband wrote Lovers and Other Strangers. Didn't she, like, an Oscar nomination for the script?
Not sure about that. Ask her, because apparently a part of the My Life on a Diet, which is going to be at Shea Smith, is every night she invites the audience to just ask questions.
I definitely have questions.
Well,
What did you ask her?
Well, I asked her first off about method acting. I mean, when I think method, I think Marlon Brando. I don't think comedy, but she said, no, it's the same. You have to inherit the role. But the most important thing in comedy is timing.
She's got it.
She's got it. I told her, though, that she was coming to the right place, because everybody in Buffalo is either on a diet or should be on a diet.
Except me.
Yes, you can't be too rich or too thin.
There we are.
let's talk about some music. The Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra is getting into the theater game with a performance of Molière's Le Bourgeois Gentilhomme, or The Would-Be Gentleman. Joanne Folletta conducting will be playing music by Richard Strauss, but Irish Classical Theater companies involved. Vincent O'Neill plays the gentleman in question. Lara Dance comes too.
And costumes by my former student, Ben Streeter.
Congratulations.
There you are.
This morning at 10:30, get there early and have a donut with the musicians.
United Seriously.
Eight. Seriously.
All right.
They call it a coffee concert. Saturday night at 8 and Sunday afternoon at 2:30, all over at Klein Hands Music Hall. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.